Hello, and welcome to the Labyrinth Library Book Review Podcast. This is my first edition, or first episode, or whatever they're called. I'm still new at this. In fact, I used to have a podcast a long time ago, but considering that it was just me rambling about whatever came into my pointy little head, I decided that it was not in my best interest to pollute the web any further. So I stopped, and I waited until I had a reason to enter the podcasting ring. Thanks to an idea from my sister, this is it. So I hope you enjoy it. If you do, I'll keep doing it. If you don't, I might keep doing it anyway. A little bit about me. I am an avid reader. I grew up in a house where reading was always encouraged, and to be honest, I don't actually remember not being able to read, which sounds weird. If you ask me what my very first book was, I probably can't tell you. As I went through the public school system, I just kept picking up new books to read and drove my English teachers nuts because I was not interested in what they assigned me, which is probably true for most kids in English class. But at the same time, I was completely fascinated by whatever book I'd brought from home. So for some reason, they couldn't understand why a seventh grader might think that Stephen King's The Stand is more interesting than Little Women. I haven't read Little Women yet, or finished it, so I can't tell you, but I have some of my own ideas. Anyway, this interest in reading that I've always had meant that eventually I'd have to do that English class assignment, The Book Report, which was always a little tricky. I had to write about a book that I didn't like, and I had to make it look like I'd at least got something from it. Or at least I had to produce something that the teacher would expect to be, you know, good. So when I was a kid, I really learned how to lie and make stuff up pretty well. But when I left, I swore to myself that I would never do another book report as long as I lived. Which is why I call them book reviews, which is completely different. Just so you know. Anyway, starting a long time ago, actually, I used to have my own webpage. This is in the pre-blogging days, and I know you younger people may not quite be able to fathom that, but it did exist. And I would read books and review them and put them up on my webpage. It was not a highly trafficked webpage, not a lot of people came to see it, but I would get a few emails now and then saying they really liked it, so I kept it up. And it was something interesting to do when I had nothing else to do. Once I got onto LiveJournal, I started reviewing my books there, keeping track of them as I went. So some reviews were long and insightful, some of them were not, but they provided an accurate picture of what I was reading at the time. So I've been doing this for 3 years, and my sister had this brilliant idea of seeing what would happen if I put these reviews in audio. And that's where this podcast came from. So here's the deal. Once a week, I'll review a book. There's no particular order to this, there's no real scheme to it. It pretty much depends on what I'm reading or what I feel like reading. If you're very lucky, there might be some coherent pattern that'll pop up once in a while, but I guarantee it'll disappear eventually. So, I hope you enjoy it. With all that out of the way, here's what I'm reading. Our first book for the podcast is one of my favorites. It is Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. Now, for lovers of modern fantasy, those are the only two names that matter, really. Well, no, there's plenty more names that matter, but for me, Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman are two of the highest names on my list. Honestly, I will buy anything they put out. I am that much of a fanboy. So, you already know that much about me. Now, when this book came out, I honestly didn't think they had a lot in common. I mean, Terry Pratchett wrote the amazing Discworld series, which if you haven't read it, you should. And you're going to hear a lot of Discworld reviews in this podcast, I guarantee that. But it's this fantasy epic set on a flat world, which is supported by four elephants, who in turn stand on a great turtle which swims through the vast emptiness of space. And it started as a parody of the sword and sandals genre of fantasy, you know, the Farfrae and the Grey Mouser, Conan the Barbarian, and all that. But Discworld has become this mirror of our world. And at the same time, we had Neil Gaiman, who became most famous for writing graphic novels, Sandman. Over 75 issues packed with mythological retelling, Shakespearean inspiration, love, death, family, heartbreak, and redemption, Sandman will always be considered one of the most literary comics of the modern age. Now, despite these superficial differences, their shared love of a good story makes them perfect for each other. You know, like chocolate and peanut butter, steak and eggs, hydrogen and oxygen, put two great things together, you get something even better. So this book is about the end of the world. It begins with a birth, that of the adversary, destroyer of kings, angel of the bottomless pit, great beast that is called dragon, prince of this world, father of lies, spawn of Satan, and lord of darkness, known to us as Adam Young. Now with this birth, the inexorable wheels of revelation begin to turn, and the horsemen start their long ride, and two immortals, a demon named Crowley and an angel named Aziraphale, find themselves in the unenviable position of having to make sure that everything works out the way their respective side wants. You know, rivers of blood, skies of fire, and the scything clean of all life in the world, that kind of thing. Now, Crowley and Aziraphale, for their parts, really don't want the world to end. They've been walking on it since it began, about 6,000 years ago, and found that they quite like it, you know, for all its flaws and problems. And despite their innate loyalty to their masters, they will do their best to try and stop this world's end. You know, it's an outstanding book. It's one of my top five of all time. I mean, not only is it roaringly funny, with outstanding characters and witty dialogue, but it has the kind of razor-sharp insight into human nature that can only come from Gaiman and Pratchett. You know, ostensibly good people act like utter bastards, and people we know to be bad by their very natures end up doing the right thing. There's no clear-cut line between good and evil here, which is probably a lot more realistic than most end-of-the-world stories go. And also, very few end-of-the-world stories are quite as funny as this one. Humor can be used for many purposes, but the most noble use of humor, in my opinion, is to illuminate truths that we routinely ignore. When you read this book, you think about God, and the devil, and everything in between, namely, us. What is the purpose of humanity in this world, and what is our responsibility towards it? These are all questions that the characters have to deal with, and, of course, so do we. While neither Gaiman nor Pratchett would claim to have an answer to that, they have a great ability to point us towards that question. As I said, this is one of my top five. I think I own three copies by now. There's one that's been read to death, there's a hardcover edition with that weird M25 illustration on the front, and a softcover signed by both Neil and Terry. That is my precious, and it will one day be buried with me. So, as you may have guessed, I can't recommend this book enough. And, finally, a quote. "It may help to understand human affairs, to be clear, that most of the great triumphs and tragedies of history are caused not by people being fundamentally good or fundamentally bad, but by people being fundamentally people." So there you go. There's our first review for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you come back for more. A text version of this review will be up on the blog, thelabyrinthlibrary.blogspot.com, along with any relevant links I can think of. If you have anything you want to say, or any suggestions you'd like to make, please leave a comment and let me know. If you have a book you'd like to recommend, I'd be happy to hear it. This podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license, which means feel free to share it, but please don't sell it or change it. The music is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week, and until then, keep reading.